Because it's, you know, that idea that it's, well, you know what, the answer is take a look at that game. So even with the lead that we had going in the second period, they came out and continued to fight, and Connor was the difference in that second, holding that, so that if you give anybody life, they'll get better. So we needed to get on the game early. I think we did, clearly, we were really good in the first, and lots of pucks to net, got a few breaks around there. I didn't think we'd been getting many of those. So it was important. The start was very important.
What's going through your mind when the final buzzer sounds and you know what you got that first franchise win for this group?
I was off the bench and halfway down the hallway before I remembered I had to shake hands. Been a while. The goal that made it 5-0, I think, kind of settled the period down, and that was about it. Next day, tomorrow. I don't know. I didn't catch it. I can't make out most of what they say. Not just from the bench. Usually when the coach's name's getting chanted, it's not a very good thing for us. So we'll just hope it never happens again.
Paul, you've been around hockey a long time. This town's hockey fans, yeah. Fans are chanting your name. They've had a rough run, right? The 80s, the yeah. Oilers beat them for fun. And then they're in the yeah. Central. Chicago's winning cups. They finally got a team here now that's, you know, solid and has a chance, and there's no big monster in their way.
They're not long-suffering fans because they love the game first. So I get that, right? They had a hard time with the teams in Alberta, like just everybody else in the National Hockey League did. But they were still very passionate about that game. And we get all the cameras that you guys have, so we got the camera in the coach's room before the game. We see the crowd in the stands, and we see the crowd out in the street. And they love the game of hockey. It's almost secondary to the good time that's going on here now, because they love the event of it, right? They love the Jets and the Happy, but this, it's almost like we're kind of secondary to what's going on in the city, and I think that's a great thing. I don't find them to be long-suffering fans. I think they just love the game. We got a good team now, so it gets even better for them. Got a good young team, so I think it's going to be a good team for a while for them. But I think they just appreciate it. I think they were pretty happy on the first tour of the Jets, and they're going to be pretty happy now.
Paul, the first two periods of Game 3, in retrospect, how big of a role did that play? And you guys didn't give up a goal from that point on in the next 7-plus periods, and maybe falling so far behind, was that a teachable moment and ultimately a pretty good tool?
We really played 3 games, and give Connor the credit for it, of almost shutout hockey. They scored a goal late on a power play where we didn't have the killers out that we normally would. We were winding a game down. You know what? We played well. All of these games are tighter than the score will tell you it is, because all it is one puck going in, or Connor makes one save and it keeps it 2-0 instead of 2-1, and that changes games. So they're all quite a bit. But we didn't like our game 3, and I think I got a good reason why. I mean, that's an unusual situation we went through. Other than that, we've been pretty good.
Besides the obvious, scoring the goal 31 seconds in, was this the most effective you've seen Jacob Trouba in the 5 games that he's played?
For sure. Since he's come back from his injury, this was his strongest game. And good players will sense that the time they need to step up and kind of take a step forward. So he's got a new partner there. Tyler's coming in off injury, and he brought his A game.
Just a question on Nikolai Ehlers. Bit of a surprise there with him not coming out. Matt Hendricks told us that he sort of first got wind that he might be a player last night. So was this something that Ehlers was battling?
I just wasn't feeling right, so we didn't put him in. There's really, he skated yesterday, skated today, wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. We would have made a different call at 2-2 or 3-3 probably, but at 3-1, we wanted to be real sure.
So just to be clear, would it be an illness as opposed to an injury?
Yeah. It's just kind of a malaise.
Brian Little changes lines, changes positions, scores a goal. This guy's been here over 10 years right. and finally gets to win a series. What do you think about him, and what do you think this moment means?
I think he's been great all series. In with different, you know, he's the line that kind of when somebody goes down, he loses a winger. We get a new player for him, but his play in all the games was really good. I'm happy that he scored because he's deserved something good to happen to go in the net to get recognized for it. And, you know, there are a handful of guys that have been here for the 6 years, and it's been a grinder. And especially the last 2 years, because all of this youth movement idea is fine and well, but it's the veteran guys in a lot of ways that pay for it, right? I kept putting the kids on the ice. They make a mistake. They went back out. But the veteran were the guys who had the cameras in their face over the last 2 years, but they all understood the shortest distance to us going from where we were to getting better was playing these kids all the time, and that included Connor Hellebuck. So it's been a grinder for those guys. I'm glad that he gets to have that feeling winning a playoff series, scoring a goal in the deciding game.
And Paul, just for one more on injuries, can you give us any update on Steve Mason and Joel Armia, who left there after the first?
No. I can't because I don't have anything yet on them. And then when I do, I won't.
You commented a bit on Jacob Trouba's big game and with the suspension to Morrissey. We were all looking at the defense tonight.
Right.
Can you say a little bit about Dustin Byfuglien, another guy you counted on quite a bit?
First period, a dominant game, right? And that's what you need to settle it in. So he's has to play now maybe slightly different role against different lines. Generated an awful lot, but was real solid in the first, I thought, especially good. But I thought, you know, all of them. Tucker Pullman's game since he's been in is good. And I know it's limited minutes, but a marked difference than, you know, I think it was in Edmonton, his first NHL game. You're really good. So all those guys in the back end, the first were really good. The second, we weren't a particularly good hockey team, but really good in the first game.
Can you explain, I'll be the one guy that asks this, but can you explain the second period that seemed to be a little bit of sitting back?
Right, I can. I think that you could feel it on the ice in practice yesterday. We were going. It's as hard, it's a very short practice, but it's been as hard as I thought we skated in months, and sharp and on it, and they brought that right to the first period. So these guys want to win bad. You get a 4-0 lead, and they don't have a lot of experience with that. We've got the big lead, and we just took a half step to slow, which would be no different than our game three, and Connor wasn't any different than the rest of the players. Here, Connor was really good in the second, but we took that half step to slow, and then nobody's good in the playoffs playing like that, and then we got right back on. I think it's the first time dealing with that kind of lead in a deciding game where you put so much focus and energy to being good. We took a deep breath, right? Figured out we can't do it. Our goalie was good, so it didn't cost us anything. And then I thought we got right in the third. We were good.
And you've got kind of an interesting rhythm coming up. Not sure exactly when or exactly who your next opponent's going to be.
Yeah.
How do you manage the rhythm of that and make sure that the emotions, you know, you get to enjoy it, you get to sort of take your pause and come back
right.
ready?
We'll have a good idea where it's going to start in a couple of days. So even at the end of the regular season, you know, you're waiting to find out who's starting Wednesday and Thursday. I'm pretty sure everything starts Thursday. We'll see. But we'll take the exact same template and prep days for this and apply it to next week. We may have to shift it a day. We won't skate 3 days in a row, so we may move some things around. But the routine will be exactly as it was for Minnesota.
Paul, what's the biggest thing your group will take from the ability to close out a series?
All of the things, you know, the only thing we really didn't face this year was an overtime game, right, in the first series. But we had the tightness of the first game, your first win, first loss, first road loss, first road win, first opportunity to close the series out. So these are all new things to us. But at the end of the day, it was all how we played the game of hockey itself. So we'll move all of those into what will be a more contested series as you move forward. More competition, more confident teams anyway. Everybody who gets to that second round is feeling pretty good about where they're at. So just keep the first coming here and keep handling them.